It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, Woody. And listen, man, I'm letting the world know. I'm letting South Florida quiet about this for a long, long time. And then Mario, now in year three, Mario Cristobal has got himself one hell of a team and a guy that talks about it, walks it, talks it every day. Alex Donnell, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast. Good morning, Alex. How you doing, bud?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Hollywood. I'm doing really well, Joe. And even in July, Miami keeps us really busy recruiting. They just landed a very good linebacker last night, four-star linebacker Gavin Nix. They'll probably be landing a couple more players this week in recruiting, so there's always something going on.
So let's get right into it. So you saw some spring football, and we were out there and got to see it, starting with Cam Ward, a quarterback, which they look in really good shape with him. He can run. He can throw. He's had success in the Pac-12 out there and put up some good numbers. Starting with him and this team that he has put together, this is the highest expectations I've had for a UM football team in a couple of decades. How about that? How about for you?
Yeah, somebody just asked me the other day if this team is better, obviously on paper because they haven't played a game yet, but if this team looks better than, the 2017 team that won 10 games. And absolutely, it looks better. I mean, that team in 2017, the wheels came off at the end of the season that year, of course, but they were really good for a while, but they were punching above their weight that year, Joe, and they had some, like, kind of miraculous finishes and victories, like the one against Florida State, which obviously was great. That broke the losing streak again against them. They had a big final play against Georgia Tech that year, whereas this team looks, they look legitimate at almost every position group. You talked about Cam Ward, and he exceeded my expectations during spring football, Joe. And honestly, before Ward arrived, I didn't really know what to expect because all that I knew, I mean, I watched him play a little bit at Washington State, so I knew he was talented. But when it came to his personality, before, I got to be around him a little bit, I didn't know, is he kind of a diva? Because they went through the whole thing about him. Is it going to be the NFL or is it college football? But anything that I may have thought about his personality was completely disproven. He's a hard worker. He's a humble guy. Any assumptions people might have made about his personality, I think were completely wrong. He's here to work. He's been fully professional. Since he's been down here, he's a leader. Every time I talk to one of his teammates, they mention, he has guys over to the house to watch games. He takes the offensive line out to dinner. And he looked really good in spring football. And then, since then, of course, they've added Damian Martinez through the transfer portal, who was one of the top running backs in the country the last couple of years at Oregon State. They added Sam Brown, the receiver from Houston, who put up big numbers. And key with Brown is he's played with Sam with Shannon Dawson before, played under Shannon Dawson to Houston. So he already knows the offense. Added some guys on the defensive side of the football, like Tyler Barron and Simeon Barrow, to help really strengthen that defensive line. And so, when we head into this coming season, obviously we've learned covering Miami for the last 20 plus years, you got to see it to believe it. That's first of all, they have to actually prove that they're as good as we think that they are. But at the same time, Joe, on paper, I think the only position group that's a bit of a question mark would be the defensive secondary, because they're going to have some inexperienced guys who have to step up there. They've got a couple of experienced guys like Daryl Porter at cornerback, who had a great year last year. Mish Powell from Washington, who was a starter every game on the national runners-up last year with the Huskies. But then you're going to need some young guys like Damari Brown, Jaden Harris, Marquise Williams, maybe Robert Stafford, Jadis Richard. Some of these guys have to step up who haven't done it before on the defensive secondary. Yeah. So that's kind of the one position group where you say there are some question marks there.
So I want to ask you this other topic. So look, I get the transfer portal, and Mario needs to win right now in the transfer portal. Everybody's hitting it hard. It's gotten expensive, but you do it. And I think he's upgraded the team with some of the guys he got, especially defensive tackle, running back, and quarterback, as you've already said. But listen, man, you're doing all this recruiting. for these classes. We need to see some of those guys from this 2024 class. Now, some of them are going to be on campus and putting on a uniform for the first time here next month or this month. Those guys need to come in, and we need to have some of them play. Like, I haven't seen Justin Scott yet. All I know, he's one of the top recruits. His ass needs to play. Like, we need to find him some rotation. He needs to get sweaty, not in warm-ups, but in a game. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. And I would think that just based on the way Mario's recruited for the last couple of cycles, because he's had two full recruiting classes now, 2023 and 2024, I would think that the next couple of off seasons you would rely a little bit less on the transfer portal. I understand why they've had to use it and why you would want to use it this off season. Because, you know, a lot of these 2023s and, of course, the 2024s who are going to be true freshmen are not really ready to carry a team yet. So you would need to find some leaders and elder statesmen and proven players. And I would never, you never want to abandon the transfer portal. You don't want to be Dabo Sweeney.
Nope,
you don't want to go
agree.
Full Dabo. But I think over the next couple of off seasons, once these 2023 recruits who are going to be second-year guys this year, once they get into their third and fourth year and the 2024s get a little bit more experience, you wouldn't need to go into the portal as much because I definitely agree with you, Joe. And there's, you know, obviously last year we saw a handful of the 2023s who were freshmen last year play big roles. I mean, a favorite of yours and mine, Reuben Bain, played great last season.
Now we know what right tackle kills people.
Exactly.
He's going to be a big time player. Yes.
Mark Fletcher, running back. And
great
then
player.
I think for this year, I would expect to see quite a bit of Elijah Lofton, the freshman tight end, because you can plug him in at
everywhere.
Multiple spots.
Yep.
You can plug him in anywhere you want to. I think we're going to see some of the young wide receivers. I don't think they're going to have to play a whole lot because you've got some experienced receivers, but I think you're going to see guys like JoJo Trader and Nykar get on the field. Maybe Chance Robinson. I just haven't seen him yet because
right.
he arrived in the summer. The other guys were here for the spring. And then there's some guys on defense as well. This Bobby Pruitt, the linebacker out of Alabama, he wouldn't know he's a freshman to either watch him or talk to him. He, you know, carries himself on and off the field like a sophomore or a junior. I think he's going to get on the field some. Cole McConathy is another one. And then you bring up Justin Scott. And so him, like, I would imagine, Joe, just based on how good he was coming out of high school, again, he just arrived at Miami in June, so I haven't watched him practice yet, but I would imagine Justin Scott, who was one of the top three or four defensive tackles in the entire country, that he would be, I think, physically and mentally mature enough to get on the field right away. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do this year.
Alex, I am a big Chaminade fan, and so I just start with that. I think Coach does a great job there. They've got some really good players. They've won damn near one national championship or been one of the two or three best teams in the country the last couple of years. Nothing against my good friends down in Miami Central, but that team has been loaded. But Joshua Trader needs to play.
Yeah.
I watch that guy do stuff, and I'm going, that guy was just in high school, and some of the routes he's running, he looks like an NFL. Like, I always look to see how they set up routes and run, and he's breaking open, and I just – it. He played on a really good team, and they played against everybody. And so, and the other guy, this is Saquon Patterson. You didn't mention his team. I think he is really, really good. I don't know how long you're going to hold him on the bench either. It's just he plays. He's going to be ready to go. That guy acts like he's in the NFL.
Yeah, and they were both here for spring football. They enrolled early, and both did really well, Joe. And I'm glad you brought up Zaquan Patterson because shame on me for not bringing up his name a couple minutes ago because he was always making plays in practice, Joe. And I noticed with Zaquan, he's got a bit of like an extra spark and aggression on the field, which is always nice to see from a freshman. And yeah, when I talk about that defensive secondary being inexperienced, and he's part of that, of course, he hasn't played at the college level. Calling them inexperienced and calling that group a question mark doesn't mean they can't be really good. We just need to see guys.
No, they got
to
play so they can get better. Yeah, I agree.
They got to play and they've got to show us something that first year. And Zaquan may be one of those guys. And then with JoJo Trader, who you mentioned, you know, just a really polished receiver. You could tell the guys from Chaminade are well coached. I'll say that right off the bat. and that's on both sides of the football, because he's not only, you know, really quick, really good route runner, but Joe, I've seen Trader going back to his high school days, saw some of it on the practice field in spring at Miami. He one-handed grabs like this. He's catching everything. You just throw the football in his direction, yeah, he's going to find a way to come down with it. He's that good.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you about two more guys that we haven't seen. What's the word? I don't know what it is, but I know he was one hell of a player in Dade County, Armando Blunt out of Central, who, by the way, was going to Florida State and flipped at the last second there. What's the word on him? He was such a great pass rusher out of Central. How do they feel about him coming in? You know the word on him right now? Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I do. So he did enroll early, but he didn't participate fully in spring football because he was nursing some kind of an injury. But I had a chance to, it was probably about a month ago, to interview Armando, and it seems like he's physically doing fine now. And he's been working out like crazy, Joe. He's one of these guys. Ruben Bain does some of these as well. You know, these guys have, like, scheduled workouts as part of the off-season program. But a lot of these guys are doing off-schedule workouts as well because they want to be in the best shape possible. Armando is one of these guys who sometimes will do these, like, midnight workouts and midnight runs. Like, he never stops. And he seems excited to get on the field and play. And, again, like, I didn't get to really watch him in spring because he was limited. He wasn't practicing. But he's one of those guys where I've heard good feedback from me from the off-season workouts with Armando. And, you know, the only thing with him is, you know, if it does take him maybe an extra year to burst on the scene, I don't know if it will or won't. Maybe he is ready fully this coming season. Yeah. But you could forgive him if it takes him an extra year, because he graduated high school a year early, Joe, a year and a half early. He was a junior, reclassified. I think he may have just turned 17, but he was 16 years old when he arrived at Miami for spring football. So he's not only was he an early enrollee, he was like a double early enrollee because he graduated a year and a half early. So you wouldn't know it to look at him because he's a big dude, around 300 pounds, but if it does take him a little extra time to kind of burst on the scene, we can excuse it because he is so young.
So one last guy I'll leave you with, just to try to get everybody lathered up here a little bit this morning. So I talked to Troy Drayton a couple of times, who coaches at St. Thomas Aquinas. Jordan Lyle, man.
They
rave about this guy who was going to Ohio State and changed his mind and flipped. What have you heard about him, man? You're looking, I know a lot of the running backs left. A bunch of guys took off. I know they've added some more guys, but boy, I'm really looking forward to seeing what he looks like.
Yeah, so with Lyle, I haven't seen him, at least not since he left St. Thomas, but there are a handful of guys that you hear some feedback from on how they're doing in the off-season workouts, and he's usually one of the first names that comes up, Joe. That Lyle, you know, maybe he could be this year's version of what Mark Fletcher was last year as a true freshman. That Lyle, he's a well-rounded back, and he's big for an incoming freshman. And whenever I think about Jordan Lyle, I think about a conversation I had about 3 or 4 months ago with legendary former Miami running backs coach Don Solinger. And Don has spent some time with Lyle, and he's had a chance, of course, to watch him play. And Solinger just raves about Lyle. Like, he thinks this is the back Miami needed to get in this cycle. He was so happy that Lyle became a Hurricane. So this is someone I think we could see a little bit of this season. But it's going to be interesting, Joe, with running back. Is Miami, so assuming everybody's healthy, of course, which has been a challenge for Miami. But
that running back room,
if Lyle's going to have to beat some guys for snaps, because you've got Damian Martinez and Mark Fletcher at the top.
You got Fletcher. You know, is his foot okay? Is Fletch back? Do we know? Is he 100%?
I hope so. Yeah. He talks like he's going to be 100%, whether that be for the first game or not. I think we're going to see him play at some point early in the year. So if he's healthy, you've got Martinez, you've got Fletcher, you've got A.J. Allen, Chris Johnson, and then you've got Lyle and Chris Wheatley Humphrey, the two freshmen coming in. So there's going to be only one football for five or six running backs who all look pretty good.
Hey, it's great talking with you, man, just a little bit. So you feel good, right? Are you with me, or are you going, Joe, you're exaggerating how good this team is, or how do you feel overall before I let you go?
feel about as good as I could feel in July, Joe. You know, in terms of looking at an ACC that seems pretty open this year, because FSU lost a lot of guys. Not saying they won't be good, but they lost a lot of important players for last year. Clemson, you know, their offense I don't think is going to be very good, and Dabo doesn't take transfers. And so I look at Miami's talented roster, and I say there's no reason why they can't compete for a conference championship. Well, so I feel pretty good.
I got to tell you, man, and I know it's not an ACC game, but going to Florida, you need to get off to a good start. You got to win that game. That guy's getting real close to getting fired up there. You got to take those guys down, right? I mean, that's
it. Also, if you take them down, and if Florida has a bad start to the year, it becomes open season on their recruits as well, because they've landed.
Look at you, went right to recruiting. Yeah. You're beautiful.
They've landed a couple players like this wide receiver Joshua Moore, who verbally committed to Florida, who Miami wants. You know, yeah. if the seat gets hot for Billy, all of a sudden their recruits become available again.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, man, great having you. I went way too long, but I really appreciate you coming on as always, Alex. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.